This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Both the House and Senate stayed in session until the wee hours this morning, racing to finish key bills before leaving to campaign for midterm congressional elections. Republicans would like to keep focused on national security and the threat of terrorism, but there were a couple of major distractions yesterday. One, a new book by Bob Woodward titled State of Denial that portrays President Bush as refusing to acknowledge the severity of the insurgency in Iraq and details White House infighting over the conduct of the war. The other distraction, the sudden resignation of Republican Congressman Mark Foley of Florida. Mr. Foley quit after revelations of electronically transmitted sexual overtures he made to young male pages who worked at the Capitol. We'll have a story on that in a few minutes, but first, to talk about Congress, we're joined by NPR's congressional correspondent David Wilner. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Scott.
And let's start with what Congress did in its final hours.
Well, Scott, arguably the biggest accomplishment was sending to President Bush's desk a landmark bill he'd sought that sets up a system for trying detainees held in places such as Guantanamo, and which also gives congressional approval of a CIA program of secret prisons and interrogation techniques, the exact nature of which the president will have a lot of say over. Mm-hmm. Now, the other big marquee item Republicans jammed through last night was a bill authorizing, although not paying for, 700 miles of double-layered fencing along the U.S. border with Mexico. Now, House Republicans were adamant about getting this bill done. They needed something to show constituents as they campaign for re-election that demonstrates that Congress is indeed cracking down on illegal immigration. But Democrats called it a far cry from the real immigration overhaul lawmakers had promised this year. One leader said this was really more about election security for Republicans than border security for Americans.
New fiscal year begins for the federal government tomorrow. Is there enough money to run the government? Did they get enough bills passed to fund it?
Well, there are a dozen annual spending bills, and they only got two of them done, and both are being touted by Republicans as protecting national security. One of them was the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill, and the other was the annual Pentagon spending bill, which, despite a couple of major bribery scandals this year, was larded with earmarks, that is, spending on projects that's not actually requested by the Pentagon, but which are highly useful for lawmakers seeking votes in their districts that benefit from them. Mm-hmm. Also attached to that spending bill, the DOD bill, is a rider that says all the other federal spending that did not get renewed will simply continue at last fiscal year's level until shortly before Thanksgiving, when lawmakers plan to come back for a lame duck session to try to wrap up the spending bills, most likely in one big fat vehicle to examine. It would be a vehicle called omnibus, and it's very hard to figure out what's in such a huge bill like that.
Democrats have been calling this the Do-Nothing Congress, which was a theme that President Harry Truman successfully thumped in 1948, the Do-Nothing Congress. Are there some major legislative actions that can get that maybe get overlooked in the welter of a campaign?
Well, for example, yesterday they did pass a port security bill, which from which protections for mass transit had been stripped. But attached to it was a rider that makes it illegal for credit card companies to honor payments to internet gambling sites. So you can see how these bills that are seen as must-pass get lots of things added onto them that have actually nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm. But lobbying reform, minimum wage, that kind of stuff didn't get passed this session.
Not this session, I'm sure that you're going to hear Democrats reminding voters that this Congress did not get those things done.
Okay. Thanks very much, NPR's congressional correspondent David Wilner.
You're welcome, Scott.